right, now I'm recording.
The pink Pikachu purchased a perfect pomegranate.
No popping plosives.
No plosives. It's a good Sunday.
It's a good Sundays. Kanye's is Good Fridays, right?
That's right.
So Good Sundays is your thing.
Yes. It is in direct competition. We are not as known as Kanye West's Good Fridays, but we're...
Yeah. Isn't that Travis Scott's thing now?
Will you explain who Travis Scott is?
Honestly, I can't.
That's so good. That's actually better because his name is...
His name is around the Uber I was in yesterday from the Coliseum to the restaurant, friend of the show, kind of. Friend of the show. I mean, he's never been on the show, but he's a friend.
I think a friend of the show is just two people that we both know.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
people
yeah.
that we both know.
Yeah, Andrew and I, we went from the Coliseum at USC to the Stocking Frame, which is a restaurant downtown.
Okay.
Our Uber driver from there to the restaurant was only playing songs that featured Travis Scott. Like, he was like listening to Travis Scott Pandora.
Yeah.
But it was like, don't play me anything that doesn't have Travis Scott on it.
Right.
Yeah. So I think he's one of those like trap singing dudes.
Yeah, I'm seeing it. No, he's Wikipedia says Jacques Webster.
Oh, that sucks.
Better known as his stage name, Travis Scott, which is interesting. Why?
Travis Scott.
Why isn't his name Travis Scott? Did you assume that his name was Travis Scott?
I thought his name was
Travis Scott. My name is Brandon Scott, so it's not a leap.
Yeah.
Is it kind of like Frank Ocean?
But his name is actually Frank.
Oh, it is? I don't think it is.
Ocean is not his real name.
Well, no.
But Frank.
No.
Francis.
His name is Chris.
Is his middle name Frank?
Your name... For the record, is what your mom calls you.
Yeah.
Just so we absolutely know.
Yeah.
Like, can we start with that? Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
So Travis Scott, his name is Jacques Webster.
Yes.
Well, what's Drake's name? Graham.
Aubrey.
Aubrey Graham. Yeah. Aubrey something.
Well, he had to change it.
Yeah.
I wonder if his mom, do you think his mom calls him Drake?
Oh, no. No. His mom calls him Aubrey.
Please set the table, Drake.
No.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
He doesn't set the table anymore.
Yeah. So this is a question I've always wondered, and I'm not close with any cool rappers.
Right.
I'm not close with any. I don't know any rappers. Actually.
Yeah. Listen, this is humble beginnings.
Yeah. Jay-Z.
Yes.
Sean Carter.
Yes.
When he's at dinner,
mm-hmm.
and he's with his family, whether it's Beyonce or his mom.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's hanging out with his friends. And this is like real friends, not entourage friends.
Right.
Real friends.
Right, right.
Are they calling him Jay-Z or are they calling him Sean?
So you know how you know someone famous, or if you know someone famous, and they... You have a friend who knows someone famous or is working with someone famous. Surely that's happened with you.
Yeah.
Where you're and... you have someone reference them, but they use only their first name.
Uh-huh.
Jay-Z doesn't introduce himself as Jay-Z. When he's at the bank and he needs to make like a withdrawal, he'd be like, yeah, please I access my account. My name is Sean. I don't know if he...
I mean, first of all, Jay-Z hasn't been to a bank for himself in 15 years.
Okay.
It's maybe 20 years.
Let's say when he... Do you think he signs his, like, signs his receipts, Jay-Z? he probably.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, yeah. I mean, he probably... I don't know. Do you think when he's at a restaurant, do you think he's signing the bill? He's not signing the bill.
Shit. Okay. So now we're thinking of instances in which Jay-Z needs to use his name. That's what we're boiling down to here.
Yeah.
And he might not.
What do you think his credit card says?
It's just a blank card.
It's definitely a blank card.
It's just a blank
card.
It's
definitely a black American Express. There's no limit, nothing.
Right. It doesn't have a front, or you can't tell if it's the front or the back of the card.
Oh, yeah. It's really confusing for like waiters at restaurants.
He never uses it.
Oh, he definitely uses it.
Oh, really? You think he uses his American Express?
Yeah.
I thought he's all paying cash for things. I mean, yeah, but I mean, like in all the rap videos, you have cash.
Yeah, but that's a rap video.
How come rap videos don't have like rappers with really good credit just rolling like, yeah, got my Camry all fitted
because
paid that shit cash.
Look, that sounds like a Drake song. First of all,
I got that cadence.
Yeah, because sirens are going off.
Hey, man, that's how you know it's live. Rap. That's how you know things are gonna happen.
That was right. Really loud.
That and
the windows are shut.
Oh damn!
Yeah, we're in my apartment, by the way.
It's a good place to be.
Yeah.
Happy Sunday, Joshua. Welcome back.
Welcome back. It's been a minute.
Yep.
It's been Memorial Day.
I think it was the entire summer.
Yeah, we took the summer off. It's now fall. This is the first full weekend of fall, so we took the summer. And we went on vacation.
October 2nd. Yeah. It was a nice sabbatical.
Yeah. I was a little tired of you.
I was about to mention that this was the type of work that I'm not tired of. So thanks. Thanks for the welcome back.
Yeah.
We got our sponsor.
Yeah. We're drinking some Dark Horse wine wineries.
Thank you.
The Dark California.
And
Horse California.
And it's really hard to find a dark place in California. It's usually sunny.
Yeah.
So
even at night. it's like Alaska. It's 24 hours sunlight.
Would you be able to live like that?
Yeah, because I have blackout curtains.
You know,
it is only dark when it's dark. You know.
Yeah. How are the blackout curtains working for you?
They're necessary.
I've heard the world of them.
Yeah. It's hard for me to stay at Airbnbs.
Really, that don't have them.
Well, most of them don't.
Yeah.
And in fact, I think. Not the last time I stayed in Santa Barbara. Mm-hmm. The last time Chelsea and I went to Santa Barbara, we stayed at an Airbnb where the bedroom was kind of a studio sort of thing. It was a relatively large space that had kind of light partitions. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The Airbnb we stayed at, the living room was pretty much the bedroom. It was just a bay window.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And they were large. Oh. They were like almost floor length.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I have those in my bedroom.
Yeah, you have those in your bedroom, but you have regular windows in
the other places.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So you were just.
It was rough. It was like 6:15 in the morning. It's like, I guess we're awake now.
The thing is that's kind of the point. Yeah. As well, so.
Yeah, but I don't want it. Don't give that to me.
I almost feel like blackout windows are something very Midwestern.
Well, I guess that makes sense with me.
Yeah, maybe. It doesn't get, you know how bright it is when it snow fall?
Yeah.
And it's all white?
Yeah.
That's a brightness that you don't get out here, and I do miss it.
No. Yeah. When I go home, there's like two pretty large windows in my what used to be my bedroom,
which is now my parents'
guest room.
Yeah,
it gets pretty bright. It's like seven, and it, not the last few Christmases haven't been particularly snowy.
No, they haven't.
But there is like a certain brightness that you only get when it is cloud cover.
Yeah,
it is fully cloud cover, even if there's no precipitation. But
it's kind of bananas.
Yeah.
There's a whole different, now that we're talking about it, there's a whole different color palette between the two. And it's not like Ohio doesn't get bright in the same ways that California does. It's that California doesn't get dull or covered in the ways that the Midwestern states do.
Yeah.
Because when it rains, there's like a whole hue to the outdoors. And you just don't have it.
Yeah. There's always a harsh sunlight in California.
That's what I think that's one of my favorite things about Atlanta, really. And yes, that is my segue into
the city?
Best show.
Oh, okay.
That
we're going
I've
into
seen.
The TV show.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
I mean, the Pharaohs isn't out yet, but you know, I am getting tided over by Atlanta every Wednesday evening. Is it Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Making Tuesdays great again.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Yeah, it's great.
Donald Glover's Atlanta, your take. Josh take. Josh Cole.
Hot take.
How do you feel?
I would say it's probably one of the best shows on TV right now.
That's fantastic. Again, we're up against things like, you know, like
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Shameless.
Sure.
Like, I mean, Shameless has really picked up steam. I don't know. It's really gone around my peer circles, and it was kind of something. I remember you having a poster of it.
No.
Yes.
No.
In the living room.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Of the
yeah.
Comey not, homie.
Yeah. 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 There was
5 years ago.
Yeah. A long time ago. There was that little, yeah.
Just the little square. One sheet. But I mean, like, Josh, it made an impression on me.
Apparently.
Because I wasn't watching it. And I'm like, well, if Josh has it on his wall.
No, I didn't have it on the wall. It was. Okay. Michael had it on the wall.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Right. The other roommate.
Yeah. I've only seen it in literal passing. Like, past the TV.
Damn. You know, that's how I started watching Arrested Development. It's just kind of like it was happening in the room, but not the case for just the acting is great, but it's so pretty. Mm. Atlanta is so, he's making gangster moments so pretty.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about just cinematography, but as well as like just poetic. He's a super funny guy, of course.
Yeah.
And I mean, I imagine he wrote a majority of what's happening.
So far, it's been him and his brother.
Oh.
We watched episode 5 a few minutes ago.
Yes.
I think he's written... He is credited with writing 2 episodes.
Okay.
And
okay.
His brother, 3.
Wow. Of the ones that are out now.
Of the 5, yeah.
And which episodes are those? I wonder if I have a bias towards liking his brother's episodes.
His brother wrote the last episode we watched.
The Biebs?
The Bieber one.
Oh, man.
And his brother wrote 2 and 3, I think. But I think Donald Glover wrote 1 and 4. And 4 is probably my favorite episode of TV this year.
Can you plot me with it?
Episode 4, that's the guy, at Zan.
Yeah.
Or whatever that character's name was.
The social media guy?
The social media guy. There's no plot really in that episode.
Right.
It's just like these two little stories of
I am so glad guys. When I came over I forced you to start in the middle of episode 4 so that we could get the lead into episode 5 and I didn't forget about it, but I am so charmed by addressing that very real relationship between exploitation and like what is, because that the social media guy is like basically capturing and getting fans based on someone else's life.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. It's excellent. And Donald Glover's really good on it. But he is not, even though he's the famous person and it's his show and it's his vision, he's third on that show. Like he's just kind of like, the guy who plays Paperboy.
Paperboy?
Yeah, he's so good.
Get that Paperboy. That's Brian Tyree Henry.
Yeah.
And I mean, what can I say? Like
the scene in the car of episode 4 where he's listening to the kid just curse for like 45 seconds.
His facial expressions.
It's yeah.
I mean, just Paperboy is the straight man in the show Atlanta, show about rappers.
Yeah, yeah. But the rapper is the straight man, yeah.
He's the guy who's like, isn't this... He's the Jim Halpert.
A little bit.
He like looks at the camera and say, isn't this ridiculous?
Yeah.
Am I tapping?
You're tapping.
I'm passionate.
You're excited and you're just tapping things.
But I think that the show hits on... It's everything that I wanted it to be. I don't know if I've gotten into hype before a show.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's always kind of been something that was delivered and then I have an opinion on it. But since learning that he would write and direct a show, I was thinking it could be a Key and Peele thing. It could be could you imagine like Atlanta, the sketch show?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was definitely seeing that. But
yeah.
No, this is a narrative through and through, start to finish.
It's slightly an experimental thing because there's not like there's not really even a plot. There's not like a story that we're following in the way you would Game of Thrones. It's like Donald Glover's character, Earn, is poor. His cousin, Paperboy, is...
Paperboy.
Released a mixtape that is getting some traction in Atlanta only.
Yeah, right.
So far, as far as we know, only this little community of people have heard it. And then they have this friend, Darius, played by Keith Stanfield.
Yeah.
He's just like their weird friend. Who's just kind of hanging out, and these three guys are just kind of doing stuff per episode, and
they're doing stuff. And I mean, look, we've gotten into talking about the show, but we should definitely hit where, the first episode, Brian Henry's character kills someone.
We don't know what actually happens.
We don't know if he died.
We don't know. We know a gunshot goes off.
Yeah.
And we know he gets arrested. But he walks, basically. Right? They're at the police station. He just leaves at one point.
Right. He gets bail.
Yeah, gets bail. And Earn, Donald Glover, has to kind of hang out because he's never been in trouble. But the story in the streets of Atlanta, the kind of like the everyone's talking about it and it's brought up multiple times.
The believed story
is that he killed this guy in the middle of like a parking lot, at like a market or something, like at a corner
store. Do you think that they're hinting that he didn't kill him?
It seems that his character is like, that's not really what happened, but I think.
Oh,
but
shit.
I think at one point
you're like opening my eyes.
I think
some
at
stuff.
One point when the two of them, when Earn and Paperboy are at the jail, when they're at the police station, I think one character says to the other, like, "Do you think he's dead?" And like, I don't know, like it's
right,
and it's.
It and seems, he was kind of concerned about him, right? Didn't he ask?
Yeah, then they started laughing about it.
I've just been having such a good... I know that there are some shows where I've heard this description, and I don't get to use it all that often, but people say they watch something, and they're like, and you just put your hands up, and you're like, wee! You just take the ride like I am skating.
Yeah.
The music, the...
Yeah, the music's incredible.
The women, the...
Yeah.
Men.
The Darius character, Keith Stanfield, do you know the band Moors? Moors? It's like a rap pairing.
I haven't, no.
He is the rapper in this little group called Moors. And Chelsea and I went and saw James Vincent McMorrow at the Ace Hotel 2 years ago now.
Okay.
The opening act was this band called Moors.
Whoa.
And the rapper on stage with Keith was Keith Stanfield.
Word.
And I only discovered this week when I was just like looking at Keith Stanfield's like Wikipedia page, and it said like, oh, he was in this band called Moors. Like, I know that band. I did a search, saw that his band did a remix of James Vince McMorrow's one of his songs on his last album.
Oh,
it was on the like deluxe version of the album.
Okay.
And he opened for him when I saw him.
Do you remember liking it, or do you just remember it
happening? I remember it happening because I remember being really weird that there was like a rap dude opening for like a guy whose first record is like a Irish folk album.
Right. I expect
this is an artist who's like gone from like folk album to like having Drake's dudes produce his album.
Right.
But it was at the time it was an odd like choice. It was almost like when we saw when you and I saw
Hiatus.
When we saw Subtract.
Oh yeah.
And the opener was a DJ.
Right.
And that's when we saw Goldlink.
Right.
He came out.
Right. Yes, I forgot. Was that the first exposure to Goldlink that we had?
Yeah.
That was
the next day that we sent each other Goldlink tracks.
Good accidental stumble. Yeah. And was that show put on by KCRW?
Probably.
Like, what I remember is that KCRW is really consistently trying to say, we know who you're here to see.
Yeah.
We're going to force those that have come at an earlier time into Goldlink because he will take over the waves in about a year and a half.
Yeah.
And that's definitely what has happened. That dude racks up millions of plays.
Yeah.
And
we've had a couple of those. We had like when we saw Hiatus the first time.
Right.
Knowledge was the DJ at the opening.
That really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
How did I not even notice? But now, yeah, the DJ that played like 2 minute songs.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy who has an entire album of 2 minute songs that aren't even fully.
Do you.
Like sometimes it's just like a sound that he sampled or like a weird recording.
And it's like, do you think it's finished? I was like, you're not. You could like loop this twice and I would be happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Moors, I just looked them up. They have a Bandcamp and we'll link to it. But they have a song that was remixed by D&Tell. So that's fun.
Who?
Isn't D&Tell, or maybe am I thinking of Deltron? Oh, shoot. Am I getting confused?
Maybe.
But either way, I was expecting not to like. Yeah. D&Tell, the guy from the Postal Service. That's really
why
I was mentioning it.
Okay.
So I was like, maybe I'm not sure.
Oh, I see it.
So,
I see it on Apple Music.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to have to listen to that a little bit.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird when you Google somebody and then they have a link. It says parents. And so you can just.
That's like in the autofill?
It's in the auto. It's kind of nutty. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't want. I'm certain that some parents wouldn't want to be linked to in a Google profile like this.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, that's what happens. It's the price of fame.
Yeah.
Darius's character is what I would consider a it's someone you want to be.
You want to be that character?
In a lot of ways.
You want to be like the like crazy out of this world, like he's just, guy who looks at a sword at a pawn shop and says, I can hook you up with that. I can get you some money for this.
The thing is, I mean, is that crazy or is that knowledgeable?
It's knowledgeable. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's just philosophical. That's the only thing. And yeah, I definitely aspire to be.
You know what? I'm starting to see it. He's starting to focus in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's a.
He's the guy who's going to go on like a 5 minute rant about something.
Yeah.
And it's not going to make sense until 2 weeks later. We go, oh shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. He's I'm definitely already picking up little things. I'm just forcing Atlanta into my little Santa Barbara life out here. You know, struggle is hard. there might be a bullet in this cereal.
Yeah. Yeah. I see your running path.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Right. That see? Beach, beautiful oh, beach, good. Coastal run.
So, you know, I do not.
As I run through my neighborhood and I open up Strava and I look at your run you did the night before and it's like, he ran 2 miles on the beach.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's
so. He watched the sunset as he was sweating.
I have a question. Is Strava a social network?
It has social network. Stuff
it does,
but it's not a social network.
You
don't
why
have
not?
To participate.
No,
like well, I, you don't have you to are you are the only person that I follow.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are random people from high school who follow me.
Yeah,
but I don't participate. I don't even acknowledge them as a part of that thing. The Strava for me is like you keeping me.
That's so interesting.
You keeping me in check with running.
Uh huh.
And that
it's been working.
It has
dude,
been working.
You've been doing awesome.
Thanks.
I'm so happy that thanks. I see your thing because it's you and it's my dad.
Oh,
that I follow. That's I don't great. Follow that many people either.
Yeah.
And sometimes another girl comes up and another guy, but like when I see you guys post, I'm like, hell yes, that's fam. That's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. I would follow your dad.
You should.
Yeah.
You want to know what his screen name is?
Is it dad?
No. No, it's the word no. Whenever my dad doesn't want his name,
oh my God.
Puts in the word, he puts in the letters N-O.
That's amazing.
And his first name is no and his last name is no.
That's amazing. No.
Yeah. And I've been seeing this my entire life. His AOL screen name would have been like seven no's in a row.
Oh, that's amazing.
Just like, yeah, dude, it's
you know, if your dad ever became a rapper, he'd have a name.
Yeah. No.
this is a Drake song featuring No.
Oh man. Drake featuring my dad, that would be I feel like he would talk about me.
It would be like a spoken word thing, like Gil Scott Heron like feature on a Kanye song.
Right.
It would be your dad talking. or like features on the Solange album.
Yo, okay.
Master P.
Okay, wait, what?
That's Master P in a lot of those, man.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't realize.
Yes.
Well, I was driving when I was listening to it.
Now you know why I was so affected by your...
Go ahead, tell the listeners. Tell them what I... Yeah,
so, right. I got to get the name of the album because I just hit play. What is the name of the album?
A Seat at the Table.
Yeah. A Seat at the Table. So Solange, Beyonce's sister, which isn't even like a fair thing to say, like to qualify Solange as an artist by saying she's related to. But like, cause she's her own artist at this point.
Right.
But Solange released a new album yesterday or 2 days ago. I guess we're recording on October 2nd. So she released an album at the end of September.
Right.
It's called A Seat at the Table and, it's incredible.
It's really nice.
Now I'm glad you're saying that. I'm glad I'm getting this recorded because on Friday, I got to work. I said, "You need." I was on at a red light at La Brea in Venice.
I texted you.
You need to listen to this album. This album's incredible. And about 3 hours later, you said, "Let me pull it up."
you want the like very like you. I don't dislike this.
Yeah,
but I understand why you want the record to show.
I want the record to show. Maybe it was a voice message that you sent me. Oh, since you were doing that a lot.
No. I think I typed out this.
You
one.
Definitely typed that because you're at work.
It out. Yep.
And what you said?
I know what I said, but I want you to find. I'm going to watch you.
Like. I believe. So what I said was. Solange, dude, this album is so good. And a few hours later, you responded with Solange boring.
That's rough.
And then I responded with boring. I'm heated. And then you responded with, and yes, really boring. And then I was genuinely.
Yeah.
And this isn't like hyperbole for the listeners. No. I was sitting at my desk.
You deserve this. This is the only reason that it's happening is because you deserve all of the feelings that you went through.
Yeah. Yeah. You said Solange boring and I literally stopped working for 10 minutes because it was like, I don't think he listened to the same album.
Right.
Even though I'd linked it to you.
Even though it was like, yeah. Which, oh man, I mean, we'll talk about products and shit, but yeah. iOS 10 links Apple Music messaging, play the album from the, it's good, but yes, another time, table it.
But yeah, a lot of those interludes in the Solange album, that is amazing, is Master P.
Including The Glory Is In You.
Or did you pull it up? You have the credits in front of you now?
I have the... I don't know if I have the credits, but I have just the Apple Music page.
Okay.
But I can definitely look up some credits. This might be strange, but I replayed the interlude between track 2 and 4 about 5 times in a row. I am on some interlude shit right now.
This album's a very good... interlude.
Yo, there's several. There's several. And it's, yeah.
Yeah. This is featuring Master P, produced by Rafael Sadiq.
Are interludes a black thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're saying that with a lot of confidence, and I'm believing it for sure.
I can't think of
another genre.
Another genre. You're right. First. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Genre. And I can't think of another, like, a white artist that had interludes that wasn't like trying. Eminem had them, right?
But he was doing skits.
He had skits, especially those early Slim Shady albums.
Right. Ludacris had a couple of interludes. There was a
weird period in the early 2000s where every album had, like, do you remember? I know you're not a big Kanye fan. You're not a big Kanye fan, but those first two albums is Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
Playing like some weird like preacher interlude.
Right.
Between like every 3 songs.
You gotta tell him about the kids. He's good. Miss him. Pour one out.
Yeah.
I am not a fan of, I don't play Kanye West's music.
Yeah.
But I am no longer as upset about it anymore.
Yeah.
And I will go ahead and say that he's a genius.
Yes, thank you. One of these days, you know, one of these days there might be a chance where I come on this show.
Yeah.
And I say to the world
yeah.
that Drake is okay. That's not today.
It's still not today.
And that's not today because he does have a couple good songs, but it's mostly his producers being amazing.
That is 1,000% correct.
Yeah.
Mostly, I mean, I was having a conversation about producers essentially running the entire show. Like, it's why you change your name to Travis Scott because you think it's a person. Like, you know, it's not a person. These names like Drake and Kanye West, they might as well be Doritos.
It's a name brand. Yeah.
Exactly. For how many people are behind what they do.
Yeah.
It's like, this is not a person doing that shit.
Early Kanye. It's early Kanye. It's Kanye, the producer.
True.
Like Blueprint 2.
Right.
And those early 2000 hits like Twista. Yeah, I mean, like, the best Twista songs are all Kanye songs.
The best Twista songs. And then, Nextel, Chirp. That shit was fire. Where you at?
But yeah, Master P is the, he's like giving like a Black History lecture.
Yeah.
Over this like beautiful,
jazz. This is
in between Solange singing.
I'm looking this up in this story. I can't wait to read it later. But, yeah, apparently it's that Master P narrates the album.
Oh, okay. I haven't.
So I didn't know. Yeah, that's.
I haven't broken it down like that.
There's an article on Stereo Gum. We'll. We'll link to it, but you know, it's like kind of giving homework to ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that'll be. So you're right. I think what happened. One, the album is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And what happens to me is when I get music, mm-hmm. especially from you, I will listen to it immediately. Mm-hmm. And that's actually a mistake sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it is. Because you have, I will give you an out in that if you're listening to this album for the first time while you're at work, you got headphones on, you're probably quarter paying attention.
Yep.
It's not going to be good. No. I the Bon Iver album, I listened to that way. I have not listened to it again.
Yeah.
But I definitely listened to it while I had a person sitting behind me who was like talking to themselves and like working and like I'm working, but like I was writing some code at the time and like not, it was like low volume.
Were you building your site?
Yeah. I was working on a site and the one that doesn't work.
We'll table that. We'll get into responsive design later.
But I was working on that while I was listening to the Bon Iver album and like I could pick out a couple songs that like, oh, this feels good. This is probably good.
Yeah.
But like my opinion of the Bon Iver album right now is it's like, it's fine.
So that's exactly what my select. Yes. So, and I don't know how to fix it necessarily other than maybe I change my work environment or I listen to music in a, I do think that there are proper times for non-active listening of music.
Yeah.
And that's how we can get into Tycho.
Yeah.
That shit.
Yeah.
That new
which
shit.
I've fallen to this too.
You fell prey?
Yeah. Tycho is so often background music, mm-hmm. and it's like it's my default. There's somebody in the room with me, either we're working on something together or whatever, and the silence is deafening. You're gonna
chill. Yeah.
You know, my default music is Tycho.
Yep. Either Tycho or Tycho Radio. They're both good.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially if you got to groom it a little bit because sometimes people are like, oh, if you like Tycho, you're going to love Neon Indian. And you're like, dude.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not either, that Neon Indian's bad.
Yeah. It's either like I hit Tycho or Bonobo. It's one of the two. Honestly, 90% of the time it's Tycho. But I listen to this album background.
Yeah.
I'm
really liking, and what's the name of it? I'm just remembering the first track right now. It's called Glide, but it's
I got you.
Come on.
I got my library open.
ISO 50 on Twitter, which is such a cool
it's
Twitter.
Either, okay, so this could be pronounced one of two ways. It's either Epoch, which there's a production company, there's a commercial production company called Epoch.
Yeah.
Or it's Epic. I think it's epoch, but I have heard it also pronounced that spelling, E-P-O-C-H. I've also heard it pronounced epic, and I don't know if that's just incorrect or whatnot.
What's probably weird is that it's probably correct just based on the way that our letters work. Mm-hmm. There's so many words where you only pronounce it differently because there's already a word that sounds like it.
Mm-hmm.
So because it uses different words, it should sound different.
Right.
But it doesn't if you look at other words that are comprised of the same letters. Right. So, yeah, I think it should be. I mean,
Google's.
I was going to say, yeah.
Phonetic translation is epic.
Yeah. Then, I mean, we are all going to use Google to talk to each other eventually.
Yeah.
So we might as well get on board.
Yeah.
I think that Tycho did what I love so much in niche listening. Maybe niche bands, or Tycho fills a void that was, it's weird to say, he fills a void that was not there until he created it.
Right.
So if you don't have any more Tycho music, well, now that, if he didn't make the music that he made the way that he makes it,
mm-hmm.
there would be a void.
Right.
That wasn't there before he came around.
Right.
And as an artist, there's not a responsibility to make what you made again.
Right.
There's not a responsibility to do again what made your name or made you popular or made people like you.
That's the fundamental, that's the flaw of modern rock bands.
Right.
Is there are bands like Coldplay that have completely changed their sound. I mean, mm-hmm. their new album is very almost EDM. It's not quite like Calvin Harris level, but it is like it's dancey. And
right. then
you compare that with like Yellow.
Right.
And then there's bands like Maroon 5 that they got a sound that people liked, and then you just regurgitate the same sound every album.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what I do think there are other bands that also uptick.
Yeah.
Gradually.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I would say that Muse was doing that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Until their latest album, where they totally went EDM and tried that stuff out, which is, I mean, like, you can't call it wrong.
Right.
You can't call it bad. That's not what art's here to do. But with Tycho's epic, it follows the trend, and it's new. He's got rhythms in there that I don't know that I've heard a non-standard 4-4 or maybe, 3-4. He doesn't trip up the time signatures too much.
Right.
But in this new one, he does it a couple of times, and it's glorious.
Right.
It's glorious to hear his sounds do things that they haven't done before.
Because
he's still using a lot of the same instruments. You can tell he's still got his Moog. He's still got whatever's going on.
The Tycho sounds. Yeah.
But it's like, wow, you really paid attention to percussion this time around. Like the drums in the third track. I'm losing the title name. I don't pay attention to track names hardly anymore. Funny enough, it's called Slack. So, I mean, Tycho, definitely I will give anyone a pass if they're inactively listening to it, because it's one of my favorite groups, one of my favorite artists. But then if you actively listen to it, you're going to get, like, you'll be rewarded for it for sure.
Right.
I mean, there's just lots of little stuff in there.
You've seen him live.
I saw him live at one of the coolest venues. Yeah. I forget what it was.
Sonos venue?
No. It was here in LA, and it was, I'm blanking on the name, but it was a venue that you could definitely just go to the show area.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine in the entrance, it was the Fonda.
Oh, okay.
And do you know about the Fonda?
Yeah.
So you got the entrance and you can proceed directly to the show if you want.
Yeah, to the general admission. It's like a stage with no seats.
Or you can turn to the left and go up the stairs.
Oh, right.
And there's a rooftop bar.
Yeah. I've never been to that part, but I've seen it.
Yeah. And then it's part two.
Yeah.
The show is projected on the fucking building next to the Fonda.
And I assume there's a PA out there.
No, playing it sounds great.
Really?
Yeah.
So you saw Tycho.
I saw Tycho play at the Fonda.
In the next room over.
I admittedly spent most of my time out there. I bought tickets for another friend, for him and his girlfriend, as a birthday gift, and I did not hang out with them at all. They were inside. I'm like, I'm going to be out here trying to look cool and smoke cigarettes. It was really nice.
Yeah.
That was 2014. Good year. Good year. That was the year I moved to SB. Yeah. I think it was right before.
The year before year you left me.
I
guess it was a great year for you.
I'm telling you, the summer without this show, I don't think we should do that again. I recommend going back in time and seeing Tycho at the Fonda if you can somehow make that happen.
If you can make that happen.
Yeah, if you got time travel on your hands.
If you do, and the thing you do is go and see Tycho at the Fonda, you fucked up.
I mean, don't be a hero, you know?
I'm not saying go back and kill Hitler. I'm saying go see something cool.
What would you go see?
I saw that question happening. Yeah, you saw that question
happening, didn't you? Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think I would go watch MC Hammer rise to success.
Really?
Yeah, you know, on the inside. That must have been really something. And they're like, don't wear the pants. And he's like, I'm going to wear the pants.
You know, okay, there was a show. This might not be the best thing in the world, but this is pretty high up there.
Okay.
Questlove on the drums.
Yeah.
D'Angelo on the Rhodes keyboard.
Right.
Prince on the guitar.
Oh.
I might go to that show. I might go back to that show.
Prince, baby.
Yeah.
It's been a year, dude.
No. Really?
No, not since he passed, but it's been a fucking year. Like 2016.
Oh, 2016 has been a year.
The year itself has been a year.
Yeah, 2016 has not.
It's not even over.
It's not even over. 2016 is a weird, it's a conflict year because you have culturally, you have, so musically, broadly.
Yeah.
Probably one of the best years in a long, long time, right?
If we're comparing it to, say, the mid-aughts.
Yeah.
Where the 2000, I mean, like, great things were happening in the 2000s, but just not in a row in succession.
Yeah. And in black culture, you've got Solange.
Uh-huh.
You've got, what else came out this year? You've got Beyonce's album.
Yeah.
You've got this, this crazy
renaissance chance. A lot of people call it
chance. I mean, there's just this year
Kanye's album.
Yeah, even if you say 18 months, I mean, when did Charade come out? Charade came out maybe a year before.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pimp a Butterfly came out the year before.
Yeah
So let's,
I still kind of consider them 2016 albums.
I don't know why, even though they're
there's
early 2015.
Right, because they were still listening. But
and then a bunch of people are dying that we don't want to die.
It's so sad.
I mean, yeah. I mean, Prince, Bowie.
Bowie, yeah.
I'm sure there's more that we're forgetting.
No, there's not.
But those two alone is like.
Well, yeah, they're big. What it is, I think, is that they're big hits to the people that we like. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I'll admit this. Like, I like Prince. I do. But you can't go around kind of. I feel like anyone who's like. Yes, you can identify with his music, but his music wasn't made during your time of life, if that makes sense. Like, it wasn't made – it's not like it was made for you.
Yeah,
but
it can still have a pretty impactful
– I completely mean, Prince, believe in a profound effect on any type of music affecting anyone.
Yeah.
But I'd say that, say you weren't paying attention – as it was happening, simply you just weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't there to live the years when Prince was making those hits.
Right, right. When Prince is, you get to reap the rewards of the Prince.
Yes,
and you get to reap the rewards of Bowie.
Yes,
but you didn't get to have like, oh my God, I can actually express myself in the way.
Yes.
Okay.
You weren't ever weird for liking Prince.
Yeah.
And people were weird for liking Prince.
And liking Bowie.
30, 40, yes.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't have to go through the turmoil. Kind of like the guilty pleasure kind of thing. I'm trying to eradicate myself of the guilty pleasure. Like, no, they're just pleasures.
Yeah, but like, yeah, you can like what you like.
You can like what you like. Yeah. But I don't think it was – like, you don't always feel that. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, it's a joke that I like Creed and did throughout high school.
But I hope, like, you never stop.
No. I can still listen to the first Creed album. I think it was Torn. Or My Own Prison. No, My Own Prison. What am I? Mm-hmm. I'm torn. Come on. Come on. I can still listen to My Own Prison, even though most of my music that I listen to has, like, features by Anderson .Paak.
Right.
I can still listen
to... Hey, was Anderson .Paak this year or last year?
This year. Early 2016.
Boom. Yeah, dude. It's been fucking wonderful.
Yeah. I'm excited. I don't want to do it yet because there's still some great releases that are on the books that we know are coming out this year. And there's releases that we don't know if are coming out this
year. Drake Christmas album, man. I am.
Dude, like, there's a Drake Kanye album coming out.
Oh, yeah. That's the Christmas album. Yo. It's those two guys.
If they came out with like Donny Hathaway's This Christmas, but it was Drake and Kanye, that might honestly be the greatest song ever recorded.
I'm just like imagining just like the most chopped and reversed and shitty 808 bass hit.
Yeah.
And that's it. That is the only instrumental. And it's just the two of them tackling verses.
Yeah. And like, I know Kanye can't sing and that's fine.
He doesn't need to sing.
But if he is and he's singing Donny Hathaway's This Christmas with autotune and it's just an 808 in the background as the music.
Josh, we might need to just make this reality ourselves and like do a Kanye impression and get some autotune.
That honestly, we can do a Kanye impression.
Yes.
If we had autotune, we can do a Kanye impression.
Yes.
And if I cry in the shower, I can do the Drake impression.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think he does a lot of his crying in the shower? I imagine he does a lot of crying at like a dinner table.
I don't think Drake cries anymore because he's dating Rihanna.
Oh, is that real?
It's got to be real.
I don't know if it's real. You think it's real?
Even still, he's grinding up on Rihanna on stage. Yeah. His life is okay.
He's doing all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I wonder, man, I bet it's got to be weird to be those two people. Like, everyone's looking at whatever we're doing right now.
It's got to be weird to be that upper echelon of young, famous person. Yeah, whether you're Taylor
he's
Swift.
Under 30, right?
No, Drake's younger than us.
Yes.
Drake is not younger than us.
Yeah, Aubrey Graham.
Drake is born in 86, so he's our age.
Yeah,
he's 29. He turns 30 in the end of this month.
Oh, we should
October 24th.
Gotta celebrate his birthday somehow.
Yeah.
Send him a postcard.
Yeah. I'll send him some pictures of him from Degrassi. Say, remember who you came from.
Remember your roots.
Yeah. Yeah, so Drake's only a couple months older than me.
Right.
A year older than you almost, but only a couple months older than me.
So, I mean, we got time.
Yeah. Yeah, but like to be Drake or Taylor Swift or Kanye, Kim, everything they do is
broadcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the thing is you can also, I mean, I wonder what if Taylor like went to like a park and wrote about a tree. But she didn't do that.
Yeah. She wrote about the Jonas.
And I feel, you know, and Justin just keeps writing about Selena, right? Like, you know, is it
about Selena Gomez?
I don't know.
But
I've been listening to that song Confident. I just found it.
Yeah.
The one featuring Chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Justin Bieber has a song named Confident.
Yeah. No, I know.
No, I never knew about it. Apple Music showed it to me because I looked up Chance the Rapper, in the video section, it's like...
Juke Jams is one of my favorite songs on Chance's record, and Justin Bieber kills it.
Yeah.
Even though I can't tell the difference between him and Tokyo in that song.
You don't need to.
Yeah, but I do know where it is, specifically. Yeah,
right.
So I can say, like, oh, that's the Bieber part, but that is one of my favorite songs on the record, and he kills it.
Very well done.
Biebs.
Well, if we're going to get into the projects that we're into, you know, we Let's make a pledge that right. things are going to happen. We'll release some type of auto-tuned song
yeah.
as a bonus.
It's got to happen. Maybe not this week.
No.
But by year's end?
By year's end.
Yeah.
Josh and Brandon will release a song featuring autotune.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. I've said honestly a lot on this.
This is because you want to be honest.
Yeah, I'm just trying to break it down for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been actually trying to cut out the word literally, and so now I say legitimately, and
just it's the same thing.
It's seriously the same thing.
Yeah, you can make it cooler by saying like legit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if you want to get like early 90s on it.
Right, exactly.
The early 90s are in.
The early 90s are so in that they're, I don't know. I was talking with a friend and she said that, because I said, yeah, chokers are coming back. And she was
yes.
like, dude, chokers are already back out. They stopped selling them at Urban. And I was like, aw.
Are we just calling it Urban?
Urban Outfitters?
No, yeah, I know what it is, but are we just calling it Urban? Like,
that's what
she
said.
Let's go to Urban.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I've heard it referenced like that quite a bit.
I don't think I like that.
I don't like it. You don't have to like the things that you do.
Yeah,
that's how I came to think that Kanye West is a genius. I don't have to like that. I think that, but hey, you know,
hey, facts are facts.
The guy released an incomplete album, completely lied about where it was gonna be. And then,
oh, and this is after, what, 9 months of delays? This is when it's coming out. This is the name. It was called Swish. Then it was Waves. And then it was the Life of Pablo.
Right. Which is arguably the worst name, in my opinion. But I mean,
of the three, it is definitely the worst.
Like, you know, Swish is just so... It's kind of like when you used to say sweet in the 90s.
Yeah.
And so you're like, yeah, like, that would have been... All right, whatever.
Yeah.
But we will get that out. We will do that.
Yeah,
right,
we'll do an auto-tune song.
We'll do an auto-tune
song. I've been toying around with doing some auto-tune on some tracks.
Have you really?
Yeah, I haven't actually done it, but I've while driving to work, I'm like, I think I might try it out.
Well, you've got some tools now.
I've got stuff.
You've got Machina.
Yeah.
Which is I've one,
so much fun.
Do you say it like that? I've always liked Machine better. But
well, you taught me like 5 weeks ago that
it's on
it
the
was
videos.
Yeah,
on all the tutorial videos, they all say Machine.
I mean, it's a German company, so I assume there's a different pronunciation.
Oh, yeah.
But and there's that it's C in the middle.
I don't think that has to do with anything with the just, at the end. Yeah, but yeah, you're
I'm
right.
I'm just saying
yeah,
that there's something.
There is a difference, right?
Yeah, there's something there that's going to be different than Machine, but yeah. Machine does sound better.
I think it sounds better. This is, but you got Machina, and you've got the Machina Micro, the hardware that goes with the software.
Right. Thank you, by the way.
And the, yes.
That was a gift.
Oh, it wasn't. Hey, you know, I wasn't going to go into this world alone. and then you got Traktor.
Yeah, I bought Traktor a couple weeks ago.
You got Traktor.
But I guess if we're going to talk about future projects.
Yeah.
Traktor is the root of this future project on my end.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, just by... like you're gonna chop up something existing or
no? I guess the new show that I'm working on,
yeah,
is
not
gonna
the,
be yeah, not the music stuff. I mean, yeah, the music stuff is yeah, the autotune is just a thought that I've had that I was like,
yeah,
I can't.
But
you've
got a real show idea.
Yeah, I can't sing good. I don't got a good voice.
That's the thing about
but autotune.
But with autotune, you have a
made
whole
Britney
world.
Spears sound listenable.
Was it autotune? She has a decent voice, right?
No, man.
No. No,
man.
Okay.
No. But yeah, there's also so
she's
yeah,
like
there's
famous for her voice, and you just
no,
can't.
No, no, yeah. No. She's famous for how bad it is and how
oh my auto-tune goodness
makes it listenable.
I want people to know that Josh's opinions are his own. Britney girl, you got a great thing going. I'm
have you heard of Britney? Have you listened to Britney Spears in the last 5 years?
The taste of your lips, I'm
okay.
Around.
Have you listened to Britney Spears in the last 10 years?
So she just released an album.
She did just release an album,
and I listened to a few of the songs.
Wow!
And what it is her. I think that this latest album is the best one in a slew of bad ones.
Okay,
is that what happened? Because I didn't listen to anything in between.
like
oops. Toxic.
Okay.
And today.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What,
maybe.
What happened?
I don't think this is the bad one. I think the last couple have been the bad ones. I think it's she went to Vegas.
Yeah.
She started hanging out with David Guetta.
Yeah.
And then she made an album. famously, she a couple albums ago, maybe a few albums ago now, Justin Timberlake and Timbaland reached out and said, "Yo, girl, you want us to help you put out an album?"
What? No way.
She rebuffed the offer.
By
She just didn't want to do it with them. And now
that's so bad.
I mean,
that's such a bad decision.
If Timbaland says, "I want to make something with you," the answer is always yes.
Timbaland could make an album with a McDonald's.
Chris Cornell from Soundgarden.
He could, yes. He could make an album with like, I don't know, French fries. Like, like, I don't know. Like, I will never get it out of my head, this video I saw of Timbaland, like, back in, like, probably the late 90s.
Oh, my God. Is it the Dust Off Your Shoulder video?
It might have been.
With Jay-Z?
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things on the internet.
Holy shit. Can we? All right. We'll have to link to it.
Yeah.
Timbaland.
Where he's just playing beats on his
yes,
piano. Yes. And Jay-Z, like, he hears the Dust Off Your Shoulder beat and just, like, goes like quiet ape shit.
Yes.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite things on the internet.
I'm so glad that you, because I've never known what to call it, but I knew when I saw it that it really resonated with me, actually. Like,
yeah.
It was totally like I want to do that.
Yeah.
I want to do what he just did. And he was like banging on these e-drums.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were, but yeah. I just know that he was like acoustically performing the yeah. beats that he was making, and just incredible. So
I've heard that he was one of those early hip hop tourers who uh-huh. live drum, because he is an incredible drummer.
Yes, is that what it is?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And so
you know, Bruno Mars is right as well.
Yeah, Bruno Mars is a really good
and
drummer.
So is Anderson .Paak.
Yeah, 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 right? yeah.
Is that what you were about to say?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say.
No.
I think you told me that he was a good drummer.
So. Yeah, I think it was that.
I've been sharing that info. Like,
it was like the. It's not Morning Becomes Eclectic, is it? Is that the KCRW show?
It is a KCRW show.
I think he did that show, and he also did Tiny Desk's concert, and he's on the drum for both shows.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Killer.
I think his tour, he's just probably popping on the drums every few songs.
Timbaland or Bruno?
All. I know Timbaland.
There's a band. Anderson, Bruno, uh-huh. Timbaland, all on drums. There's only drums.
Yeah. But who's so okay, so you've got Bruno Mars, Nick Anderson .Paak. You got Timbaland, who's gonna say words. He's gonna like mm-hmm. if there's gonna be they have mics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's gonna do his
say
thing.
Word.
He's gonna beatbox
yeah.
every now and then.
Ticka 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 bonk.
Yeah.
Bonk.
Yeah. Do, do, do. So you've got Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, they've got mics in front of
yeah.
them. Who do you want to sing?
I want, well, we wanted Britney Spears to sing, but I guess her people are just
done. Like
not
She's
into
done.
It.
She's done. We've moved on
yeah.
to a much better band.
Ooh, Josh, I think we could have a whole Things Are Gonna Happen episode about fantasy supergroups.
Yeah.
So I'm going to table who I want to sing because I want to talk about your new show.
Oh, yeah.
I want
to
talk about
that.
Yeah. Because you've been kind of like gearing up for it. And,
for
like,
a while.
Gearing up for it for a while, like both mentally and like kind of like in the physical world, you've got equipment for it.
Oh, well, even before that, it was called The Soundtrack, the name.
Right.
The new
the
name.
SoundCloud.
The SoundCloud playlist. Yeah,
yes.
Which.
I stole a lot of those for comfort food, by the
yeah,
way. I went through your library, just like raked out everything. That
yeah. I actually just did that to myself for this new show.
Yeah.
It is pretty much.
We still have to name it, right?
Yeah, I still have to name it.
That's why it's hard to talk about,
I
think. I feel like that's the only thing that's like holding you up.
And I guess it's just a radio show. It's my audition for a Beats One
yes.
show.
Worldwide.
Worldwide.
I mean, it's been a while since we worldwide.
Worldwide. Beats One. See, I can do it.
I know.
If you just give me the job now, I don't have to try to think of a name for a show. I can have producers figure it out for me. Maybe Tim Cook will figure it out for me.
I think Tim Cook's a good collaborator.
Dre or Trent Reznor can name it for me.
What's the last Trent Reznor stuff?
There was supposed to be a Nine Inch Nails album.
Is that what happened? Yeah.
There's supposed to be a new Nine Inch Nails album. Maybe that'll come out this year.
After Hesitation Marks, right?
Yeah, I think so. Because they went back on tour. I saw them like 3 years ago.
I'm just glad he's not doing How to Destroy Dragons anymore.
Angels.
How to
Destroy Dragons.
I feel like How to Destroy Dragons would have been better.
you didn't like that album?
No, I did actually. I did like it. But I didn't like it as much as... Nothing will hit me probably as hard as... what was the one?
Is it With Teeth?
Nope. The one after With Teeth.
Oh, okay.
What was it? Something Zero?
Oh, yes.
The one with the...
I'm pulling it up.
ADR, not ADR, the augmented reality. Wasn't there...
Ooh, I only have a couple.
The one with like 1 million on it. No, because that's the one after. Shit. Year Zero, I'm pretty sure is the name
of it. Year Zero is an album by Nine Inch Nails.
And it's the one
it's a great one.
The one with Great Destroyer, because that's my favorite Nine Inch Nails song. Yeah, it's Year Zero. It's definitely this one. Damn, 2007, good year. Because I saw them on tour.
Was that supposed to be their first final tour?
It was, actually. It was seriously supposed to be the last time that they were going to
Because I saw them after Hesitation Marks came out. That was their last tour.
Oh, jeez.
And then they... I don't know. I do not understand the artist... Because Nine Inch Nails is only Trent Reznor.
Right.
And I don't understand the retiring
of the group.
Like Jay-Z retired.
Yep.
Why is Nine Inch Nails retired?
Yep.
Why?
I think sometimes, have you ever just kind of told someone that you ever like end a conversation and you're like, huh, I don't think I needed to like end the conversation. Yeah,
you and I have never ended a conversation.
We don't say goodbye anymore.
No. I don't know if we ever. I think we've said this before. Maybe we've said it offline. We've had the same conversation since we were 13.
Right. Exactly. This is still that conversation that we started a few years back.
Yeah.
But I think when you have a moniker or you have art, and you have expectation with it, just like from the Tycho conversation, is like, I want a new Tycho record, and I want it to sound like this.
Yeah.
What Trent Reznor has to do is basically say, Nine Inch Nails is over. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do How to Destroy Angels now.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I didn't end Nine Inch Nails, you would expect me to do that stuff.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And he's all like, it's over.
Right.
And he's like looking at you like, stop.
Yeah.
Stop wanting this thing from me.
Yeah. But then he does movie soundtracks that sound like Nine Inch Nails songs.
Exactly. That's why we still get what we want, dude. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I interrupted you.
It's basically a radio show. I don't know the length. I don't really even know the format. I don't know if it's going to be like a normal podcast or if it's going to be, I don't know.
I think from your foundation in podcasting, it could and maybe even should be a podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's basically going to be
in that world already.
Yeah. I have a couple names I want to run by you at some point. Not on
not on air.
Show.
Okay.
But it's basically going to be a hour ish, maybe 40 minutes, maybe a little longer, of just music and just something you're driving to work. You don't necessarily want to pick out a record, and you don't want to listen to This American Life.
Yeah.
You just want to chill,
right?
And listen to some new stuff. That's kind of the goal.
Awesome.
And yeah.
Do you think? Well, so I have this problem in my car when I get in. Honestly, I open Apple Music, and it actually frustrates me.
Sometimes, yeah.
I don't like the home screen.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then so I go to my podcast app and I go to Overcast, and then most of the shows are conversation shows.
Yeah.
That I don't want to start unless I'm going to finish them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a nice medium.
Uh-huh.
Like I don't have that thing. And I use, you know, it's hard to listen to the radio right now. We're in an election cycle we're in an election year. So
a lot of ads.
It's just, and then you have ads about the ads, and then you have commentary about the commentary about whatever some bitch said on Twitter, whatever, dude.
Yeah.
I need something like what you're talking about, something that I can toss on and feel a connection. Because when you listen to like a radio show, that's a lot different than listening to a playlist.
Yeah.
Because someone's narrating you through what you're doing.
Yeah.
But the commitment level is much lower. See, Josh, I don't want to spend much time with you.
I get it. I don't want to spend much time with me either. I try to run away, and it's like I'm always here.
No, so I look forward to that. It seems like you got the gear to go, and then
there's a couple. I guess I'll spoil this out for some people. There's going to be a couple different types of episodes.
Okay.
There's going to be the one that I want to do semi-frequently, whether it's every 2 weeks, maybe once a month, probably start off once a month.
Yeah.
That will be that sort of ride to work, ride home from work, just kind of chill with some music, curated music in a musically mixed fashion.
Right.
Meaning, which is why I bought the tractor.
Right.
Per your reco.
You got the Z1.
Yeah.
Which is a nice piece.
Yeah.
I recommend that to anyone that is, because it comes with Tractor LE. Right? The software?
Yeah, but it also comes with like a voucher that gets you half off Tractor Pro.
Incredible.
Yeah.
So I love Native Instruments. They are ruling the Tag Age life.
Yeah.
From like the past maybe 7-8 months.
Yeah.
You've been using iMachine.
Yeah, I was using iMachine last Christmas.
So almost a year now.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really nice transition. Like if anyone's trying to hit up music in any way.
Yeah.
By way of like mixing songs or transitioning between songs,
mm-hmm.
don't offer to DJ your friend's wedding without a mixer.
Yeah.
And this mixer gets you out of the CDJ world. It gets you out of the playlist world where it's actually just kind of awkward between songs.
Yeah.
It's so small. It's such a slim profile. It's so slick. Dude, all of your audio equipment is
very small.
Small, modular, and really cool looking.
Yeah, I have a small desk, so it's kind of like fitted in that
You're
way.
You're just getting ready for your tiny desk concert.
Yeah. Yeah. But the second kind of episode is sort of a dive into an artist or a time in an artist's life. So one of the episodes I've planned that I'm working on is a Kanye episode, but not Kanye as there's gonna be two. There's Kanye for Kanye, which would be sort of maybe some of the tracks you don't realize their importance.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if the one thing I've decided if I'm gonna really talk about it or analyze it, I don't think I'm going to. But then there's Kanye for others, and then we remarked about like Twista earlier and this like the early Jay-Z stuff, the early Common stuff that made Common mainstream.
Right.
That Chicago sound that like as Kanye says in his I Love Kanye, like the chop up the soul stuff that you don't realize its effect. When you hear it like, oh, this sounds like this sounds like the Chance record, you hear the 10 years that came before it.
Yeah.
So that's one thing.
That's a really cool, and it's a conversation, and like I was like, well, should I say this on this show? But like I really think that your voice, I think whenever someone explains why they should be listening to music or why their music is their favorite music, that's the compelling part.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the collection of songs themselves.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do tell their own stories, but it's very rare for a collection of songs. I think it's why radio DJs interject every two or three songs, one, to tell you who the hell they just played, but also like, I'm really excited about this. And after you get to know a radio host, kind of like how people get to know us and our tastes,
right,
it really kind of, it's satisfying to complete the picture. So maybe even release your playlist and then like release something like in between that right. says this was explaining the yeah. Chance history. This was yeah. explaining the Kendrick history.
Yeah. There's a few of them I've got where it's like based on the inspiration of. So it's like,
yeah.
let's think about Voodoo, like D'Angelo's album for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And what are the like Prince songs
yes.
that brought us
Dude,
here?
This shit. You have to do this show.
Yeah,
like, I want the first episode to come out before Christmas. Or
yeah,
it's a Christmas gift to us.
Oh, listeners. I could do that.
Yeah,
I could do that. You're flying nice. Home. You're flying home back to your city of origin.
Yeah, I think. Well, I'm going home for Thanksgiving, but I think I'm gonna double dip.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm gonna double dip this year.
I can't promise. It's what, October 2nd? I got time. I think I can hook you up for Thanksgiving.
That'd be nice. Make that the goal.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a project kind of on those same those same lines where I'm performing
yes.
those songs.
It's yes, you are.
Comfort food. It's super fun.
Yeah.
And it legitimately robs you, Josh. Josh Cole, you have provided me with a means to entertain people. You came out to Santa Barbara to see me perform as Comfort Food, which is yes. super fun on my birthday.
Yes.
Good day. Thank you for coming.
Oh, of course.
But that is – I don't intend to make original compositions with Comfort Food.
Okay. Yeah.
But I do intend to take things like D'Angelo, slow them down about 60%. And call it art.
Yeah.
And I've been doing it. I've done it twice now, and it's super fun. I really, back in the Team Nate days, back in the band days, if anyone asked us to DJ, I was offended. It was basically saying, like, you're not good enough to create original music. Right. I want you to come over and play someone else's music.
Yeah.
But that's I didn't appreciate what the disc jock
yeah.
actually means.
Yeah.
And respect, like, it's about your style and your flavor.
Yeah.
And you just explaining your show, like, ride home from work, like, it's kind of, like, you just saying the context in which people should listen.
Yeah.
I mean, you take ownership of that.
Right.
We all have these shared experiences. So,
right.
I mean, creating something for that, it's super fun.
Yeah.
So when earlier when I got approached about DJing a night at this lounge, I had the same thought that I had a few years back. Like, dude, like, I play keyboards.
Yeah.
I like to produce music.
Yeah,
playing someone else's is unattractive, but you know what? Let me put a playlist together for you for your New Year's.
Right.
That was really what started it.
Right.
I put together a playlist, and as it was playing, I knew what song was coming up next,
uh-huh.
and I was getting hype for songs that were like three songs later.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because only I know what's about to happen.
Right.
And the party, like, you know, the party progresses and it gets more fun and people are really digging what they're hearing. And then 6 or 7 months later, I agree to DJ and I pick up a Traktor Z1.
Yeah.
And I also got an X1.
Yeah.
Which is really what lets me fly.
Yeah.
And now I just want a whole frigging thing.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Now I don't mess with the Serato. Like, I don't mess with traditional spinning.
No.
It's my hard drive spinning.
Yeah.
So I do think that there is something to be said about that,
mm-hmm.
where I'm taking songs on my hard drive and kind of mashing them together or taking one and just essentially messing with the speed of it.
Mm-hmm.
But really, you can be as musical about this without a guitar, or
yeah.
like you can be as you can have a musical experience without vinyl. Like, you don't need this stuff to make a message. So
yeah.
I mean, I've been having a lot of fun with Comfort Food and like kind of deciding, like, well, what does this sound like from beginning to end? I get to kind of decide whatever happens.
Yeah. So. And what's the tone you want to set in the room?
Right.
Like, do you want people to dance right now, or do you want people just to like have a couple drinks right now, relax a little bit?
Yeah. And I've been really like kind of getting, it's fun to explore. I'm still in, so I have a name, mm-hmm. and that really, seriously, a name kind of like anchors you.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like putting it into the world. So I do think once you name your project, you'll have all this runway of exciting stuff to do. Plus you'll get into logo creation.
Yeah, I'm just going to hire him.
Okay. Shout out to HB.
Yeah.
Dude, I think we shouted out Hannah on our first episode.
Yeah, because she did our logo.
Yeah, but still, I mean, that was like, you know, several months, at least years ago.
Episode 24.
This is 24? That's it?
This is 24.
Happy 24, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah.
You wanna wrap her up?
What?
So you want to wrap her up?
Yeah.
You want to wrap her up with some little posse?
Oh, man.
I know.
You can't toast them with water.
I don't understand that rule. Why can't you toast with the water?
Well, I've heard.
It's bad luck.
Yeah, it's bad luck. You can't toast with water.
Bad luck bears.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I did see something on your phone.
Oh,
we can't wrap up quite yet.
We can't wrap up because I've got.
We got to at least dedicate a little bit to it.
Okay.
Or I don't know. Do you want to maybe tease it out later?
No. Give me what you got. iPhone 7, Apple Watch Series 2.
Oh, gosh. And I'm rocking an Apple Series 1.
Series 1, yeah.
As a gift from you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for this.
You're welcome.
I can't wait to run around. Good. It does. It actually does look good. I'm so upset. I didn't want to like it.
Yeah.
And
wait till you run tomorrow night.
Oh, man.
Or tonight or whatever.
I don't think I'll get one in. I think I'll just...
Yeah, it's Sunday.
I'll just cook like a big steak and put ice cream on top of it.
Honestly, it doesn't sound that bad. It sounds pretty good.
Some rocky road. Oh, God. Okay. But yes. Oh, you know, let's...
You want to table it?
Yeah, let's table it.
Yeah.
I do want to talk about the... you need more experience with it. We both need more experience with Fireside.
Yeah.
Because we got into the beta.
Yeah. Finally.
Jesus. This is only exciting to... Shouts to Dan.
To Dan B.
We've mentioned him a few times.
Every other episode.
Well, it's because we've been listening to Podcast Method, which teaches us how to do the show
better,
or we can be more effective or quicker at some things.
Yeah.
And now there's a big... I mean, we have friends that listen to this show that also do their own podcast or are interested.
Yeah.
So this product is directly aimed at them. Like Dan Benjamin of Podcast Method fame and the 5x5 Network, which you introduced me to, came out with a product.
Yeah, which is basically a podcasting Squarespace.
It does feel like that.
Yeah.
But it's so catered that other products feel like they're retrofitting to what Fireside, which is the name of the product, is doing for this medium.
Yeah.
Podcasting, it's the Wild West still.
Yeah.
And so there's no rules.
Yeah, there's not a great method of getting it out.
No.
There's not a great method of, you know, this. So a little inside the kimono, this will be our third transition of our show.
Yeah.
From Squarespace to Libsyn,
which was a really good move.
Yeah. And then,
super good move.
And now we're going to be transitioning a third time. But there's not like a good way of transitioning, right? Like if you have a website and you want to change hosts, you just change your host.
Right.
It doesn't affect anyone else who goes in your page. If you want to change your CMS, like Sonos is still Sonos. Like,
You know, like no one knows.
Yeah. Users don't know. Unfortunately, with the podcast, we're gonna have to like redirect the feeds, and it's gonna be a thing. And some people might not get the new episode immediately. And this Dan seems to be trying to solve that problem by creating a product that actually works.
The thing is like that's one of the. So I mean, to bring Sonos into it, actually, there's one of their products connects with your older equipment and brings it into the Sonos ecosystem. It's called a Kinect.
Yeah.
And what Sonos does is it has wireless speakers and they play all through your house. But if you have speakers, if you already have speakers, mm-hmm. there's a component that you can hook in through RCA cables that brings it into the wireless transmission of the music that's playing on your other speakers.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
It's great. I have that in my bedroom.
It's a nice piece of kit.
Yeah.
And what it does is that product travels back in time about 50 years.
Oh, I mean, at least, because it's
whenever Phono came out.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even it's just powered speakers. I mean, if you have 75-year-old speakers that have just speaker copper wire.
Oh, yeah.
That's all the input is. The Kinect amp is just copper wire speakers.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
And what Dan's product has to do is it has to realize that people already have solutions for podcasting.
Yeah.
So it has to reach back and say, mm-hmm. okay, here's your Libsyn library. People aren't going to – for Fireside to get success, it's going to need to get big-ass shows like Serial to use it, big-ass shows like This American Life to use it.
Yeah. Or not.
You're completely right. Or not. But
it,
I mean, like
– it does have to get – a lot of shows to hop on, and
I don't think Fireside can build an entirely it cannot sustain itself on entirely new podcasts. I don't think that's a reality, but
because there's too many podcasts,
too many PK. Yeah. But I'm real excited to open it up and start using it, and I think we should kind of get the show up there,
yeah.
Love it, man.
No, we can't toast the water. What do you always try to toast the water, man?
I just want to toast the water.
You should have toasted the wine. You screwed it up, man.
We had a chance.
Yeah.